It's Winlow.
It's time for another joke.
And it's time for another joke. Here's the joke, Joe. What kind of shoes do frogs wear? Open-toed shoes. Open-toed?
I just don't get it.
Open-toed. Open-toed.
Welcome to Winlow.
We'll see you on the
Nama.
Inside.
And Joe.
I'm Krista here, a.k.a. Nama. I'm an evangelist, learning coach, mom of two, and Nama of three.
I'm Josiah. I'm a Lego builder, second grader, and called by God to be a Christian warrior.
Hey there, Grandma. If you're searching for biblical strategies to train your kingdom kids, you're in the right place. Deuteronomy 4, 9, and 10 tells us to teach our children and grandchildren to obey God's commands. So if you're ready to win low, why not laugh on Wednesday? We'll provide you with practical tips to laugh and live,
love and learn,
while inspiring you to build a legacy as well. So chillax,
grab a snack, and enjoy the podcast.
Welcome to Win Low with Nama,
Angel,
and Chloya.
We are here today, the Wednesday before Mother's Day, and we have a message for all the moms, the grandmas, and the mothers-to-be. Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day!
Happy Mother's Day!
We are delighted that this is Mother's Day, and I get to appreciate all the mothers that are special in my life. Of course, my mom, Dr. Iradell Marie Slaughter, hats off to her for doing a superb job.
All right, Grandma, let's go, Gigi.
Yes, I love you, Mom. And then to my one and only daughter, who is the mother of my co-host, Koya herself. Happy Mother's Day, Koya.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
And I just want to say that you have done a splendid job raising Josiah. I am so proud of you, proud of the woman you've become, and certainly proud of the mother that you are. And I love you so much for it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom. Thank you so very much. And I do, too, want to recognize you as my mother, first and foremost, my only mom.
I hope so.
Only get one. And also want to say Happy Mother's Day to my grandmother, to my aunties, and to those that are phenomenal moms out there. You're doing a great job. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you all, to every mother, every grandmother that is listening. And of course, you had to be a mom first in order to make it to that grandmahood. So we appreciate you. Thank you for listening. And we pray that this is the best Mother's Day ever for you. Josiah, what is it that you want to say?
I want to say all the grandmas and moms and Gigi's and that have great grands. I just want to say you're the best people ever, and you're so special because you started off the family.
That's great.
That's nice, Joe.
Awesome, because it does take a woman in order to produce a child. That's the way God designed it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not a woman alone.
And a man.
Exactly. A man and a woman together. It's just the woman is the one that carries the child and delivers the child. That's the way God designed it.
Yes, and I want to say a special happy Mother's Day to the moms that have C-section. You know, you're still pretty. You're still good. And the moms out there that had more than one and had two and just say, hey, I got my two in one.
There's so many topics we can go into this Mother's Day, but for those mothers who have lost children, and I know this is a really hard time for you, but we pray that God would just cover you with his comfort and shield you and just really hold you in his arms, so that you will know that God still sees all, he knows all, and most of all, he cares for you.
Yes, yeah. He cares.
Yes, he does.
And I would like to say today is May 8th, 2024. Special happy birthday to your godmother, Roberta Faison.
Yes.
And happy birthday to you, and a happy Mother's Day coming up, Roberta. Thank you so much. Yes. Did I ever tell you the history of Roberta and my relationship?
Enlighten me.
Well, we met in college. Mm-hmm. So Roberta was responsible for helping me get better study habits. Mm. Yes. She's very intelligent. We met in college, and it was just always, girl, let me show you how to study. Let me show you how to do this. And once we connected, all night study sessions at her home, her mom was so gracious enough to just cook and whatever we needed. And I would be at her house for hours studying.
How fun.
Yeah. I know that's not your passion. But Roberta, very smart, very structured. And God knew what he was doing when he had me connected with her. I really did gain greater study habits. And yeah, it was a great time at DePaul. That's where we met.
Great.
Yes, 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 yes.
I also want to encourage the mothers that just had a baby or are just new moms and they may be going through postpartum. Postpartum is real. I want you women to know that you are beautiful and that you are perfectly fine. And this little hump that it is, just a little hump, will be over in no time. Just shake it off. And just embrace the you that you are with your loved one and enjoy them as they are the size that they are. You are beautiful.
Oh, that was great. Great advice. Great counsel for new moms. You know what, Koya? That's something that we may have to visit later because we had discussions about postpartum depression and yes. That trauma that you go through that some women find themselves in, it is very real. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we may need to revisit because we can share our journey, our story with that as well.
Yes.
Because I wasn't familiar with it, but you enlightened me on it and I didn't know. And perhaps there are other moms or grandmoms that are in the same predicament mm-hmm. that they have no knowledge of what this actually looks like, you know?
Yeah.
So thank you for bringing that up. Josiah, Sunday is Mother's Day, right?
Right.
What do you think the greatest gift you can give your mom? What would that be?
It'll probably be my love.
Your love. That's a very good answer. So when it's Mother's Day and you think about making cards and buying your mom different gifts. I remember some of the things you have given her the past Mother's Day. You know, your handprint. But just giving her your love. And you have to know your mom, too. You know your mom likes written things. She likes to write. She's very creative. So if there was something that you could design or you can create, something with a very personal touch, I think your mom would really love that. What do you think?
Yeah. What me personally, what I'll make is like one of those books where you put like family portraits in.
Yes. She loves books. She loves pictures, mm-hmm. especially of the family. So that would be great.
And it'll like have writing on the bottom like where we were mm-hmm. and what year it was.
Mm-hmm. So you would have the caption underneath. Mm-hmm. Each picture, very good. What would you like to say to your mom, surprise her for Mother's Day?
I would like to say, Mom, I love you so much. You're the best mom ever. I love you so very much, Mom. Thank you for pushing me out. And
pushing you out. That's what she says all the time. Huh?
For real, for real. And Mom, I love you so very much. You're the best mom ever, and without you, I don't know what I'll do. I'll be crying and just...
But thank God that you have a mom that loves you so much.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I think she would love that, Joe. She would love to hear this.
Yeah, she would.
Mm-hmm. So happy Mother's Day again to all the mothers, all the grandmothers.
Let's cap it up.
Again, we love you. We're so grateful for you. And we thank God for you. And happy Mother's Day. And now, Josiah, we want to take this time to acknowledge those that have lost their moms. They're no longer here. And even to those mothers who have lost a child.
So we pray for you because there's nothing like a mother's love. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit." God is near. God is near you. God is so near. If God is near, that means you are not alone. He is with you. He feels your pain. He's right there to hold you up, to lift you up. Matthew, the 5th chapter and 4th verse says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." This is a promise. God has not, and he cannot lie. He will comfort you. And even Revelation 21:4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be no more pain, for the former things are passed away." This is God's promise to you. He will comfort you. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the mothers. We thank you for all the ones that still have their mothers on earth, but then for those who are mourning the loss of their mothers, even the mothers who are mourning the loss of their child, we pray right now, God, that you be the God of all comfort in their lives, God. And we thank you, according to Psalm 34:18, that you are right there near the brokenhearted, and you save the crushed in spirit, God. We thank you that your word declares that blessed and happy are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And we thank you, God, that you will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be no more pain. And we look forward to that day, God, when we shall see you face to face. And we will have no more need of crying, for you, the one and only true God, we shall see you as you are. That great day, that great getting up day. For those who are saved and that knows you and look forward to that day, we say thank you. Even to the ones who have not accepted your Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior, we pray, God, that they will open up their hearts to receive the one who died for them, God, so that they may know what eternal life truly is. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you, God, for hearing and answering our prayer. Amen. Hey there, Winlow crew. Before you leave, if this podcast has blessed you in any way, please, please, please support us by leaving a review and subscribing to our channel on Apple Podcasts. We will personally read every one of them. We also invite you to join our Winlow community at bit.ly/Winlow community. The link is in the show notes. And remember to make this daily affirmation found in Isaiah 54:13. "All my children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of my children." We'll meet you in the next episode. Bye for now.